Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Browski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Darius Williams. Darius played his collegiate football for the Carson Newman Eagles and was one of the top defensive backs in the country. Darius, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
To start, Darius, we saw a recently accepted invitation to play at the Shrine Bowl. How did you end up getting the invitation, and what was your initial reaction?
So the football team usually gets the mail. It comes to the school, and then it goes to the football facility. And I got the mail, and I saw it was a Shrine game, and it was just crazy because I already knew the Shrine game before I even opened the package, because I've been looking at and watching the Shrine game since I've been in middle school, really, just watching the game live since it's in St. Petersburg, my hometown. And then just receiving the invite, opening up the packet, and then seeing my name and the invitation, it's really just a blessing, and it's a crazy experience.
And Darius, kind of going off that, what are you most looking forward to about showcasing your talents at the Shrine Game?
Just being around the D1 guys like Florida and LSU, and doing the interviews and being around all 32 teams, just showing all 32 teams what I have to offer.
Darius, coming from a Division II school, it isn't always, you don't get that same level of attention. What would you want to people who are doubting you to know about you, even though you did come from a smaller school?
I don't want those people to know that I can play with the best of the best, the best in college, the best in the NFL. I believe in my skills, and I just know when I step on the field and I line up whoever I'm against, I just feel like I can win any battle and line up anywhere a coach puts me at, whether it's nickel, safety, outside linebacker, corner, anywhere on the field, and knowing wherever he puts me at, I can make a play.
It takes every athlete kind of to adjust to the collegiate level at a different pace. But for you, what point did it really click and you really realized that you could make a huge impact on the Carson Newman defense?
Going into my sophomore year and through the sophomore season, I started to get a couple of accolades and just making plays on the field. Just earning that starting spot going into my sophomore year, and then in my sophomore season making plays, that's kind of where I realized I could really make a huge impact in college football.
And Darius, we know you're not a traditional defensive player. For those who don't know, what type of role did you play on the Carson Newman defense?
A versatile role, really anywhere the coaches put me at. I played free safety, strong safety, nickel, joker, a little bit outside linebacker, a little bit of corner, and maybe a little bit of defensive end on the goal line.
And talking about that jump from getting playing time as a freshman to sophomore year and now as a junior and senior year, was there anything that you worked on this past offseason specifically to improve your game?
One thing I'm always looking to improve on is my breaks, breaking out of my back pedal, because you can never get too content with how fast your breaks are, because the faster you get on your breaks, the more plays you can make on the ball. So I feel like that's probably the key thing that I try to work on each offseason to get that faster.
We know one of the most talented players in the nation, Darius, you've had a lot of experience on the defensive side of the football. In your opinion, what traits make a great defensive back?
Ball skills, instincts, and playmaking ability. I feel like those three things are the most important things as a defensive back, because you have to have instincts to be able to make the play, because you have to be instinctive and trust your eyes and trust your discipline and trust your film study and what you did to have the ability to make that play, and ball skills, because whenever the ball's in the air as a defensive back, you have to know that you're either going to be the one to bring the ball down or nobody brings the ball down. It's just that type of mentality to always have as a defensive back to make a play on the ball.
Going back to your high school days, your high school coach was Tampa Bay Buccaneers All-Pro fullback. What was it like playing under him, and was there anything that he taught you?
It was a really good experience being under Coach Mike. I still talk to them to this day, and I'm real close with their family. And Coach Mike's son, Griffin Allstott, he's like my best friend, and we always talk and we're always conversating. And it was just a good time being under Coach Mike, and I learned a lot from him. He taught me everything, pretty much used everything that I needed to be as a football player, and then just keeping my head up and how to do certain things and make plays. And it's just learning from an all-pro NFL player like Mike Allstott and Coach Mike. It was a very good experience.
Yeah, not too many high school athletes get to say they played under an all-pro, probably maybe the best fullback of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then coming from St. Petersburg, how did you end up playing for the Carson Newman Eagles?
Yeah, my recruiting process was kind of different. I wasn't as big as a prospect as most D1 guys. Like, coming out of high school, I was a bit of a smaller prospect. I didn't have any stars. It was I got a couple of looks from, like, Wake Forest and Missouri and Colgate, schools like that. They never really pulled the offer trigger on me. And then all of a sudden, a lot of D2 schools came in. Carson Newman was one of those guys, one of those people that came in, and they told me about their program. I didn't know too much about it. They offered me an official visit, and I took the visit. And then ever since then, I just knew I was going to be there. I had a good connection with the coaches, and I loved the facility, and I committed then.
And Darius, we know you had accomplished a lot during your high school career. Can you tell us a little bit about your high school career?
Yeah, it was good. I came in Northside my sophomore year, end of my sophomore year, and I played my junior and senior at Northside Christian. And it was a really good experience at Northside Christian. I was the defensive MVP my senior year and got Blue Gray All-American my senior year. It was just Northside's a smaller school, and little do people know, the years I played, we did have a lot of D1 guys, and it was a good experience to be at Northside, and we were top in the state my high school years, and it was just good to be there.
And then what was that transition like from high school to college? Like, was it a big jump in terms of speed? What did you notice were the biggest differences?
Physically, as far as speed and everything, I don't think there was a huge difference. I felt like physically I was ready to play college football and make plays, but mentally and learning the playbook, I don't think I was there to be a good starter, a contributed starter, and make plays. My freshman year, I feel like to be a starter, you have to know the plays, you have to know what you have to do, you have to know your assignments, know your teammates' assignments, know what plays and audibles and everything. I don't think I was 100% there as I was my sophomore year, my freshman year. So it was good to be a backup my freshman year and learn from another All-American, Jerry McLeese. He was a senior while I was a freshman, to be under him and learn certain things and propel me to my sophomore year. So that was pretty good.
What is it like playing under Mike Turner? And can you describe your relationship with him?
Oh, yeah, Coach Turner, I'm real close with him. We have talks in his office all the time. Whenever I pass by, he'll bring me in and talk to me about leadership and what the team needs to do to get better each week. And I really do appreciate Coach Turner for all he's done for me. He's really done a lot. Whenever I ask for anything, he's always the one to try to get it for me. And he's always vouches for me. He's just a really good guy, and really grateful to be underneath him and have him as my head coach.
And this past year being your senior season, Darius, how did you take on a leadership role?
I think towards my junior year, I started to fully earn respect from my teammates. I feel like I'm not the one to voice out my opinion loudly. I feel like that's not the best way to lead. Personally, I don't think that's the best way to lead. I feel like leading by example is my forte of leading. When I play on the field, or I never give up plays, or I'm always running 100%, I feel like that type of leadership speaks for itself. And when I need to speak, I speak on what I need to speak on. But leading by example, I feel like that speaks for itself, because when other teammates see someone going 100% and giving energy and having fun celebrating, I feel like that's contagious on a team. And it rubs off on other people, and the whole team has a good time and is flying to the ball.
curious, let's kind of talk a little bit about off the field. What went into your decision to major in computer sciences?
The computer science, they never updated my major because I changed to exercise science. And exercise science, I feel like that's great for me. I feel like that's where I need to be. I feel like being so into football and coaching and helping my teammates out and being a coach on the field is the best thing to do. Yeah, just exercise science has been a good major for me, and hopefully that can lead me in the future and lead me to a good career.
Talking about career, obviously the NFL is the next goal, but once your career is over in the NFL, do you have a particular field or a certain aspect of sports or in general? What are your career aspirations once your NFL career ends?
I would like to end up coaching somewhere, whether it be high school or college. Do that and work my way up to be a university athletic director someday.
What is it like being named the 122nd All-American in Carson Newman history?
It's a great honor. I feel like I play with great guys and I have awesome teammates. I wouldn't be able to get the honor without them. And I just feel like it's a great honor to be an All-American at Carson Newman University, because Carson Newman has a huge history in Division II football as being a prestigious football school. And getting that honor is just it's a blessing, to be honest, to have that name on me, represent my school, and be a good player for the school.
And Darius, now we know, obviously, collegiate career over, but what was your favorite memory?
Probably, I would say, the game at Tusculum, my sophomore year, or the game versus Tusculum my sophomore year. It was at Carson Newman. It was just a great moment because they're our rivals, and it was a big game. It was raining, and then after that game we all went in the locker room, and we always have a good time in the locker room after games, and it's a great time. I feel like that game was probably the most exciting we've ever had. The fans were loud and it was just a good time.
Can you take me through the experience of playing on national TV and especially getting that pick against Wingate?
It was a good experience. I always try to find the ball wherever I can. I feel like primetime television is – I feel like I do best in those type of settings. Whenever the lights are bright, whenever we talk about that as a team, whenever the lights are bright, that's when good players make their great plays. And I feel like that pick was a very exciting time. It was a good pick, and I enjoyed that game, just being there with my teammates and having a good time.
Darius, what was a typical game day like for you in your college career, and what was it like playing your home games in Jefferson City, Tennessee?
Usual home game, I wake up, go to the cafeteria. We have chapel, and then we eat, and then we usually have like an hour or two to ourselves. And do what you need to do, go to the training room, get your mind right. Then we go to the team meeting room. We have our team meeting, position meetings, defensive meetings. And then we watch our pregame hype video. And then after that is get about an hour before we get on the field. And that's when people in the locker room is playing music, just having a good time, getting right with your teammates. And then on game day, it's a good experience in Jeff City. I feel like Carson Newman football holds a special place in Jeff City. And the fans are always there supporting us. And the city is always supporting us. And it's a very good time in Jeff City playing football.
And do you have any pregame ritual?
I wouldn't say I have a pregame ritual besides a prayer in the locker room. And when we take the field, I take a knee near the benches on our sideline and do a prayer before I hit the field.
And Darius, you talked a little bit earlier about making plays in primetime. From here on out, it's going to be mostly televised games as Shrine Bowl, obviously, and then at the next level, the NFL, every game being televised. What would you want scouts or GMs who are going to be seeing you in these upcoming months right before the draft? What would you want them to know about your game?
I would want them to know that I'm versatile and I could play anywhere a coach or a GM would want me to play, whether it's a safety, corner, nickel, outside linebacker, anywhere. special teams, being a gunner, just anywhere on special teams, anywhere a coach or a GM would want me to play, I feel like wherever they line me up at, I'll be able to make a play.
If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Currently in the NFL, I'd probably say Jamal Adams. I just love the way he plays. He plays reckless. He's always having fun. He's instinctive. He's a ball magnet. He's a playmaker. He's pretty much everything you would want in a safety, you would think of Jamal Adams currently in the NFL. And he's always having fun. I feel like that's a key part of my game. Whenever you make a play, you want to have fun and celebrate and just enjoy the game of football while you have the time to play it. And, yeah, I would probably say Jamal Adams.
I mean, talking about versatility, Jamal Adams is perfect for that example. And then are there any players that you're looking forward to playing against at the next level?
There actually is a lot of them. I probably – maybe Odell, because he's probably the most known player in the NFL, and he's probably the most dynamic receiver, I would think, in the NFL, because he's able to make a play whenever the ball gets him. Whenever he gets the ball, he's having yardage, and he's always having fun. I feel like that's a fun player to play against.
Is there a player in the NFL that you try to emulate your game after?
I would say I would play similar between a mix between I would say Quandre Diggs and Jamal Adams, just because Quandre Diggs plays nickel also. He's not just safety. He's pretty much versatile also, and he can play in the slot. He can blitz off the edge, so can Jamal Adams. And Quandre Diggs covers in the slot, and Jamal Adams plays in the post. I feel like a mixture of those two players.
Darius, we know you're still going to have the Shrine Bowl and Pro Day, but then comes the draft. Have you ever thought about signing an NFL contract and the first thing you would like to do with a signing bonus?
To be honest, I have thought about signing an NFL contract, but I have not thought about what I would do with my signing bonus. I don't know how much – to be honest, I don't know too much about it. I don't know how much it is or anything like that. But if anything, I'd probably want to take care of my parents, just because they've brought me this far and they've done so much for me. I'd probably want to get something for them first.
Talking about family, how important has your family been in your decision-making?
They're very important. They're always informed on my decisions. They're usually the ones that, whenever I make a decision, it goes through them first. And, they play a huge role in my decision-making.
With decision-making NFL, we know the agent process. Have you started meeting with any agents, and are they helping you out with that process?
Yes, I have. And they've been very good. I'm narrowing down my agents to a list, and I'm trying to get a top five, top three, just keep narrowing them down. Just getting someone that I feel like I can trust and someone that I feel like can help me in this process of getting drafted and being in the NFL for a couple years, for multiple years. And I feel like getting an agent is very important in getting my contract negotiated. And I feel like that's very key to being in the NFL.
And Darius, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Honestly, it sounds kind of cliche, but I would definitely say make sure your grades are right first. There's so many players through my career that I've seen that are very good players, that are great players, that didn't make it or got kicked out just because of grades. I feel like that's the most important thing to getting through your football career is making sure your grades are right. Just making sure you give everything you have whenever you're on a football field. Never take a playoff, because you never know who's watching. Your film speaks for yourself. That's your resume. And I feel like, I would say those two things.
That was Darius Williams from formerly with the Carson Newman Eagles. We really appreciate your time and good luck with the whole entire draft process.
All right. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.